Hello, my name is Denise. I'm calling from a piece of research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation. First of all, are you registered to vote as a in South Texas?
Correct.
Okay, am I speaking with Gloria?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Miss Gloria. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, and state legislature and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote, or the chances are 50-50?
Almost certain.
Thank you so much. Okay, and what year were you born?
78.
Thank you so much. Okay, what is your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much. Thinking back in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
A Democrat.
Thank you so much. And thinking about elections in November, if the elections for a state senate were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you so much. I would like to I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Ted Cruz.
Bruh. I'm sorry, who?
Ted Cruz, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, warm is good or warm is bad?
Okay, you can rate them between 0 to 100. And
0 is bad, obviously.
0. Thank you.
Yeah, 0.
Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Greg Abbott?
0.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa?
I don't know him.
Okay, it's okay. Morgan LaMantia?
What was his name?
Morgan LaMantia, I'm sorry.
I haven't heard of her. I'm not sure which way.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
25, thank you.
25, thank you. Okay, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
Do not approve.
It's strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Abbott? Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job of Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
As what?
Approve or disapprove of the job of Morgan LaMantia is doing as a state senator?
That one, I'm not sure of, honestly.
It's okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Neither, but I would try to vote for a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you have to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you say that question again?
I'm sorry. If the elections were held today and you have to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Are those the only options I would have?
Yes, but if you are not, I can put undecided or other.
Other.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Alvarez, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez.
Roland Gutierrez. Democrat.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today, and the candidates were held, Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Vicente.
Thank you.
Vicente.
And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each one...
Can you hold on 1 second? Can you hold on?
I can hold it.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am? Okay. If I can...
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Okay. Okay, hello. Now I'm going to read some issues that people should be... say they should be a priority for the government.
Thank you.
A state legislature. For each, please indicate how high a priority that issue should be, not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and a state Texas legislature. Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
Okay, I'm going to need you to repeat that question, but give me 1 second, okay?
It's okay. I can hold.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day. Hello. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to read some issues that the people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas State Legislature. For each, please indicate how a priority is that issue should be not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor. Okay. Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare.
High priority.
Thank you. Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High priority.
Thank you. Securing the border.
Medium priority.
Thank you. Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women.
Providing them?
Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women.
Strong priority.
Okay, thank you. Supporting public schools?
Strong priority.
Thank you.
Public schools, right?
Yes, public schools.
Public schools, yes.
Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislature. And after each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate.
Okay, okay.
A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
I would be for that candidate.
Okay. So it would be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
More likely.
More likely. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovate solutions to secure the border?
I'm sorry, say it again.
A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
More supportive, yeah.
Okay. So it would be much. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Yes, definitely. I don't want those school vouchers.
Okay, so much more money. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
I'm sorry, say that again.
No, it's okay. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
To help support what?
Texas LGBTQ plus
community. Oh, yes, strong support, yes.
Okay. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Yes, strong support.
Okay, thank you. Do you use WhatsApp? And if you use it, are you part of any WhatsApp groups or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
Usually just direct messages.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you see yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or different?
Well, I used to see myself as a Democrat. Now I'm kind of questioning it. But I guess you can be a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
What do you mean?
If you are inclined to be like 100%
more liberal?
No, Democrat. Like, sure that you are 100% Democrat?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not. Yeah, like, yes.
Not a strong right. Democrat. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I got an associate's degree.
Okay, thank you. So it can be... could be some college, including community college, 2 degree.
Yeah, 2 degree.
Thank
you. 2 year degree.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask you your first name?
Gloria.
Thank you. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you're interested in a follow-up research study that they can make contact you in the future?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Your opinion is really important for us. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.